dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in.
In your career,
Shady J holds a title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle, cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol, jockin' some more and tearing Lamona in your divider, and if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto, because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music with hot models, we got em. Life After Dust, dust, dust by the radio, to come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio, you could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday, Steady J is on.
What's up everyone, it's your boy Steady J. Welcome to one of the craziest shows in the world, Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Steady J. It is hump day after dusk Wednesday. So y'all don't have to do it every hump day after dusk Wednesday. We always bring you a little bit of everything. We bring you all music hour. That's where it's the whole first hour of the show. We bring you a lot of music. Come right at you back to back to back. We talk a little bit in between somewhere in there, but also in the second hour, We talk about some crazy stuff in the second hour. Every Wednesday we have the Naughty Moments of the Week. We also have a guest every now and then on here. And we also talk about the crazy stuff that's around the world, whatever. And today's special day as well because it is my girl T. Marie's birthday. So shout out to my co-host. We'll be messing with her when she comes over the second hour. So y'all be on the lookout for that. It's going to get crazy, man. So we're going to go on and get into some music. And we're going to start this first track. We're going to go be on board. Y'all know we're about to be in Texas as of today. Actually, be today. It should be here today, I believe. And this is Trey Dance Party because he's going to be here. He's here for South by Southwest. Let's show him some love.
Been feeling all this homework, fitting up here off, I'ma go and buy a hammock. Come on by your bitch, tell her, go make me a sandwich. Eat my lunch, hit your bitch, hit the booth and do damage. They can't understand it. Why team Rogan? Sorry, that's focus. These boulders is bogus. Burn it down, blunt, I wanna give them my roses. They take my DNA and they take themselves with my mojas. The open up, close up, the designated enter. Take your cake, cut your cake, I got two kickers. Break your cake down, look, I'll jump your sister. My little pet, you, what's up, is all in her fist. You talk fake shit for a little two-pence to win. Took two steps and there go two-pence again. Flip the rim flames with every flip of my tongue. How you wanna get dead, mid-rare or well done? I know I raw, son. Real fucking sweaty. Tongue twisting like Bobby, falling like Whitney. No, fuck that Britney, my shave my dreads off. Coming off the top, shit might take my head off. Bust that lid off, you hear how your gun sound. That's like me in the booth when I'm getting down. Center point mass at the ears, heavy getting down. Blue pick it up like, how the fuck you set it down?
I've been feeling like I'm gonna make the millions that I always fantasize about and live like la 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 la. I've been feeling like I'm gonna make the millions that I always fantasize about and live like la 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 la. I've been feeling like I'm gonna make the millions that I always fantasize about and live like.
Magical shit I dreamed about as a kid as an arms reach. So I work wizardry in the booth hoping songs reach. Every fucking corner, nook and cranny of the globe. Saturate the market, have it dripping down your nose. Cause I'm sick of the nose. You can't, you won't. I just estimate that I'm blow their fist full of smoke. Jump off a bridge, hope you land on a boat. Break up your spine, force a love as a couple. Mr. No Condom, rap team limbo. Eating up the mic while fondling my pickle. Hip hop pickle, no starving artist. Just a greedy motherfucker that's gonna eat regardless. Load me in your cartridge. Take a sip of courage juice. Fly by your enemy and let loose. Audible and a sea dog, I give you the juice. Every album like a bird, I'm about to give you a deuce. Fuck screaming, I'm the best, I'm gonna give you the proof. When I'm spitting, it's like gems dripping off a gold tooth. Flip my wrist and scribble scriptures, I'm not a rapper. Profound penmanship, they caught up in my rapture. Skin shimmering like a Twilight actress. Watching fans overdose like, damn, I did that, bruh. Shit. Flip my wrist and scribble scriptures, I'm not a rapper. Profound penmanship, they caught up in my rapture. Skin shimmering like a Twilight actress. Watching fans overdose like, damn, I did that, bruh.
I've been feeling like I'm gonna make them millions better.
All right, that was Dan's part by my boy Jono. We're going to keep it moving right here on the All Music Hour of Life is Dusk Live Funk Day After Dusk Wednesdays. Man, let's go ahead and get this one. All of my girl Tima Reed's favorite tracks is coming out. Kawana Jackson, let's get it.
Taking just bought an outfit.
keep it going. This next track is by my girl Kiki Monroe, Ride or Die, right here on our music hour of Life After Dusk Live, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesdays. Let's get it. Y'all, and keep it moving, keep it moving. Off this next track, man, let's go ahead and get into another one of my good friends right here on the show, man. My boy Martin Carr, it's a getaway. Let's play that, man, all the way from the UK. Let's get it.
It's not hard to see. Life's running away, away with me. I'm caught up in a maze. Feeling all alone on those rainy days.
There's nowhere to run. I got nowhere to hide, yeah.
Yeah.
Girl, I wanna tell you how I'm feeling inside. Inside, yeah.
It's not right that I wanna spend the night, but I'm fighting all these feelings inside. I wanna get away from here.
All right, we keep it moving, man. Shit, that was, man, it's getting heavy so far, man. So far, so good. We're going to keep it going. This next track is by Spin the Rolodex. This next track is up by Girl Red Jade. And this track is Vibing and Cooling. Let's keep it moving. Let's do it. Right here on Life That Dusk Lives, Hump Day at the Dusk, Wednesday. The All Music Hour, baby.
One for them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm, and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause
y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. It took a lot for me to say that.
Don't get it twisted, I know you will say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill.
Be tripping off these people.
This next song, man, is dedicated to my girl, V Love. Because she goes, man, whoever tried her, then y'all messed up, man. So shout out to my girl, V Love, for showing some love right now. Track is dedicated to you. It's by my boy, Sin Wright. This is No Lighter. So I think this is a perfect song. She's going to set this on fire with No Lighter fluid on y'all. All right, let's get it.
Yeah. It's EMP in your area. Send right in your area. Word V in your area. Hoodlum EMT in your area. EMP in your area. Send right in your area. Word V in your area. Hoodlum EMT in your area. Don't take me higher than dudes. I set this bitch on fire with no lies to use. Okay, 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 okay. I give my life to you, and I'll fight for you. I promise everything, I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay. Until the rain goes away, I'm trying to do a show a day. Let the beat fade out and shorty and the sample say. Those diamond pearl dreams, without a squirrel scene, we bust numerous nuts and made every girl scream. Sorry, a little bragging in the intro, but shorty told me okay. And just happens to be an info, she's a floozy that uses a tongue when she unlatches the window. And before she jumps off the ledge, she yells, welcome to the sin show. That's how we touch bases, frequent exchanges of fuck faces. She has a sluttish waist, it's time she popped off in public places. And the way her ass is, I don't know where the fuck her waist is. She's not a human, she has junk in the trunk, it's faces. She gives it to me, like there's one life to lose. And the flame is high, she teaches that firefight in school. So I work my magic, a couple tricks I like to use. Watch me set that out some fire, with no light to you.
Me higher than yours. I set this bitch on fire with no light to lose. Okay, 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 okay. I give my life to you, and I'll fight for you. I promise everything, I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
What's up, baby? Come roll with the winners. Come holla at them gangsters, them dime piece sippers. Now shall I continue? I'm on my fly shit. Got piff that'll keep the ladies on my highness. Hot times I get, I'll be floating to the bank. I'll be on my cloud now, so baby, tell me what you think. If we at the bar, baby, won't you tell me what you drink? We could sip the whole bottle, then it's back to my place. Put you in the 2-3, had you zoning out for weeks. Had you feeling like you climbed the mountain to the highest peak. Cause you know that I'm a beast, and you know that it's whatever. Cause you can't knock the hustle, cause the hustle is forever. I'm not the same cheddar, Swiss and mozzarella. That top notch fella, see we belong together. See I'm a go-getter, she know what I gotta do. We gon' set this bitch on fire without no
light. I set this bitch on fire with no lights to lose. Okay, 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 okay. I give my life to you, and I'll fight for you. I promise everything, I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
Alright, one, welcome back. And shoot, man, shout out, that song was to my, that was dedicated for my girl, V-Love, man. I know, that's how you feel right now. Y'all know it's how, I tell y'all, man, I'm not new to this, I'm true to this. So yeah, we're glad I was able to, you know, play, help you relieve through songs. This next track, I don't know, man. I feel like going in now. You got me started. This is Queen featuring Little O.D. Streets right here on Life at the Dozen Lives, Hump Day at the Dozen Wednesdays. Oh, man.
Queen, I swear you touched their soul on this one, man. For real.
Trapped up in these streets. I'm praying hard, open that other mind, please stay free. Talk to me. They call me queen, and yeah, my turf is on the east. Some of my people live through me. They say I got the key. I keep them on their feet. So bang, bang, yeah, that's on the cheek. We want it. come off of me, and I make sure you eat. Yeah, I lead you to the water, and I make sure that you drink. I make sure that you think.
Oh, Lord,
hold up, yeah.
I know so many people trapped up in these streets.
Yes, Lord.
They feel they ain't supposed to win. I try to give them hope and send them pictures of my pants, but every time them niggas get out, man, I swear they go back in. For real, for real. My nigga, this the gutter life. Dope fiend kill my little partner with a butter knife. Hey, want no J's, just wanted to keep on his mother life. But that ain't changed, just the next day we slanging butter white.
Straight up, straight up.
Cause life goes on. This where even some of the kids that raised right go wrong. Where they pray on the weak, but every night blow strong. Man, I pray that it changed, but it's been trite for so long that I don't know, man.
I know so many people trapped up in these.
You know I wanna ball, time to hit the mall, about to get it cracking, shot it what's happening. You know I'm popping tags, you know I'm popping tags. When I hit the stove, yeah, you already know.
Crack it.
and tags you. About to get it cracking.
Maybe I'll change your mind, guarantee you'll never find another. worth it, really want it, probably go for a bite. Miss Pleasy, be a Akalachi. Groovy, get up and say you don't do this all the time. Baby, I change your mind, can't wait to get another, find another. I try to be a wifey, I'd rather just be a lover. So let's just go.
All right, y'all, we're going to go ahead and go to the next track, man. Shit, that was, you know, this is all music, y'all. We got about 19 minutes left in all music hour, and we keep it going like we do best. This is the next track, man. Who am I feeling like? You know what? I'm going to play this track by JBJ featuring T-Wing, and this is Miss Nicka. Let's get it.
Your touch is gone, you They fear when they look at me. I know why, cause I'm the truth, man. I'm the truth, man. A lot of people so scared to the truth, man. So let the truth begin. The government is hell, they don't wanna see us win. So the hell with them, I hope they all burn in hell again and again. Light a blunt up in a blaze, and let's get lit, the nigga float away. Yes. Yeah. I'm just starting, I'm just warming up. You know, not too many metaphors and similes. I don't do all this shit, man, when I'm off the head, you know. Chicago, this Chicago. Teens, will you let bygones be bygones? How many Darian Albers must we see? Don't you see we all gon' be deceased if we keep killing each other every week? Shit, this man is fucked up, and ain't nobody trying to help us. Nah, man, getting lifted, appreciating life, man. I'm so glad to be alive. My granny says turned 71. It's an amazing feat. So proud of she, and she so proud of me. KV got its own companies and it's growing. Just out of town, I'ma be the greatest daddy that they ever seen. Me and baby mama, we gon' keep it clean.
Just listen.
Yeah. I'm just feeling myself right now, y'all. Got me so high, but I'm even more high off of life. The next pills is a good feeling, but just to know that I'm alive is a better feeling. Baby, in ICU, nigga, ICU, trying to keep me down, but ever you can't do that now, no. Cause I got God in my life. He got me lifted in the sky, in the heavens. I'm hell bent when I'm living on these. Boys, don't make me have to f*** you up, fuck boy. Shit, Picasso's doing good. And A-Tech, he didn't move out the hood. He playing for Detroit Tigers now. $1 million contracts, he getting paid now. Oh, shit, let's go. You gotta smoke to that. Congratulations. Live from the struggle, man. What can you say? We're in the struggle. I'm reporting live. But even though we're struggling, we got so many blessings, man. And I'm so thankful. And you should be thankful too. Look around you. You ain't dead yet.
You ain't dead yet. Be thankful for that, people. You ain't dead. Spend, enjoy each day that you got, man. You never know. You could be gone in a matter of a millisecond. So don't take advantage. Not to, you know, always, every day, be thankful for it and utilize every minute of the day, every second of the day, because you don't know. Tomorrow could be it. So big ups to AV. I'm going to go to the next track. We got two more tracks left. Before we get into the second hour, because the all music hour is almost over, this first track is going to be for the last two tracks. One is going to be More Diamonds as I'm On, and then we'll have another one to that. So here we go.
I'm doing this next track with a big smile on my face.
They say that bad things come in three. I say that bad things come to see. I flew to France a couple weeks ago for 2 months, but was home in about 3 days. Hear them saying I'm the talk of town. A couple months back, I'd be proud. But now they talking about a subject I don't really want to market. Am I proud now? Got a feeling deep inside of me. I thought they never really have to see. But my homie Rat Law said to go raw dog, put emotion on the fucking beat. I don't even wanna have to speak. I guess I just hit another peak. I went from sirloin steak, lamb chops, T-bones to dead meat. Shit, back to working by myself again. Working up the self-respect again. What kind of cocky motherfucker missing courage and some confidence? Incompetent, right? Guess I am what they say I am. I'm like any other normal man. Man, I smile when I'm happy, frown when I'm sad. So why am I so hard to understand? Only using 10% of brain. So at 100, I'm going insane. I pray that people talk and pray for me. I don't know if I can take a pain. I got pictures racing through my mind. People calling on the other line. Never owned a mirror in my life. But now it's time for me to get mine. I'm on.
Forever never lasts long. I'm heading up a new song. Please know that I'm always be strong. Everything has gone wrong. I'm always be on. I'm on, I'm on.
My boy, I gotta get away and get lost in a foreign place. I packed my bags overnight and I was on the next plane out in a couple days. I told my DJ I'ma play the game and he told me he would do the same. I told this girl to come chill that night. She probably know that I'm just playing games, but I told her that my mind's a mess. So I was up all night and I think that she could get a sense, cause we talked until she said goodnight. Then I was on another plane again, hoping I will find myself again. Cause when no one knows your name, it's easy just to smile and pretend everything alright. And I'm half man, half amazing. So I told my boy that I'm into all them half breeds, half whatever, half Asian. And what I get, they giving me a half breed. She said she wanna be Canadian, so I tell her you gon' love me. And she know I think she cute now, so she started to dance in front of me. Ha, I guess I got a little off track. I'll take a second just to backtrack. I left the city just to run away with a cap and a knapsack. Pit exists but it ends too. Men die and forever ends. I'm a man, I can face the truth. Just know forever is a diamond.
Forever never lasts long. So I'm penning up a new song. Please know that I'm always be strong. Everything has gone wrong but I'm always be on. I'm on, I'm on. But never last long. I'm heading up a new song. Please know that I'm always be strong. Everything is all wrong, but I'm always be on. I'm on, I'm on. I'm on, I'm on. I'm on, I'm on. Damn it, I'm forever, so you know I'm on.
Yes, sir. JC Retlaw.
Let's go.
DJ Wade West on the ones and twos. I go by the name of Mike T.
You already know.
Diamonds are forever.
That's right.
Calm before the storm. Hundred deep, so legit. What up, Rosado? Salt Lake, what's good?
Yes, sir.
This one, so listen close to what I say. A lot of people think I'm much older than my age, cause the knowledge I possess is many light years away from the current generation that we have here today. Now wait, in my face, back it up, give me space. Like make it hot, Missy E. Nicole Ray. Wanna know who that JT Money Soleil. So nonchalant, cause there is no competition. Y'all staying special ed, but me, I'm on a mission. Don't mind me, cause I'm just Slick Rickin'. Gather here as I tell a story, tell my children. Nod your head, clap your hands, cause I know that you be feeling the beat because of grooves and the person that you're hearing. Hope that you're getting all these words through your head. Something like TLC, cause I ain't too proud of it. It's one big game, so I guess we all can share. But me, I don't care, I'd rather take your spot instead. Or yours too, cause it really doesn't matter. A Tribe Called Quest, hot sex on a platter. Preconceived notions, cause these people looking at me, but you
don't know Nan, nope, Trina Trick Daddy. Half these rappers lame and they all boring me, so I had to regulate like Nate Dogg Warren G. And since I mentioned Nate, may the man rest in peace, cause he really was a legend and it's sad he had to leave. But on a smooth tip like my girl Sweet T, all Queen Latifah cause I swear the unity between all the legends and the new MCs. I'm new school meets old school I teach. You think I'm running on, but I really just begun. Here to spread the word like KRS-One. Me, I'm too cool, not saying I'm the best, but I am close to it cause I stay steady fresh. Take nothing for granted, I already know I'm blessed. And I'm done now, so there is nothing left. People wanna see what I'm about to do next. Look out for part two, no I ain't done yet. You gotta give me more, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more, come on, you gotta give me more.
Give me more. Turn up. Turn up. Turn up. Turn up. Yeah, we're back. That was the all music hour of Life at the Dusk Live. Home day after dusk. Wednesdays, man. That was hot. Another hot all music hour out the way. Man, you didn't get to hear it. Some of the music in it, y'all know how y'all can always listen to it. Go to blogtalkradio.com/ Ceddy J, that's CEDDY, letter J. Also, you can also go to iTunes, type in Dust Spot Radio Network. It is free all the way around. Go on there and you can subscribe to the shows and listen to all the shows you want. Any part time you miss any parts of them, go back and go catch something you may have missed. Then, there's also Beyond Pod. That's for all my people who, especially my Android users, or anybody that's not Apple device. Apple device, you can use it too, but if you don't have an Apple device, this is cool for you. It's just as great. Beyond Pod, search that in Play Store, then you will be able to enjoy the shows. And then don't forget, heck, if you're on DustSpot.com, you can listen to the shows on DustSpot.com. You go there, listen to it from the mobile site. You can listen to it from the full website. Doesn't matter. You can listen to it anyway. So, five different ways to listen to it. I don't know what to tell you. If you can't figure out that way, there's also other places that syndicate the show as well, like Massive Media Radio Network. Hey, Burberry. I go down the list all day. So, yeah, check it out. I guarantee you. You think you miss them? They're there for you to listen to. Okay, so, for the second hour today, we got, of course, we're talking with a very special guest here in about 15 minutes. And that's going to be my girl, Monique T. We'll be talking to her. She's a model slash artist out of the DF Dub. That's Dallas Fort Worth for those of y'all who ain't keeping up. And, man, she's going to be talking to her. And she's going to have a very unfiltered approach to both the modeling and music industry. She's going to talk about that, some of her upcoming endeavors. And, of course, because shout out to my people over at Notoriously Naughty, the Naughty Moments of the Week. You know what happens on Naughty Moments of the Week. I get these guests to say some crazy stuff that I didn't think they were going to say. Y'all remember last week? The elevator. I think that was, wow, that was pretty dope. The elevator was pretty dope. An elevator full of people. They were in the back of the elevator getting it on. So, yes, that was a good one. And we got another thing we're doing today's show, too. But first, before I do that, let me bring my co-host on. I'll tell y'all what that is in a second. What's up, T. Marie? What's good?
Hey.
Oh, you feeling good today?
Well, I'm good. I'm good.
Are you good? Are you great? Well, how are you feeling?
What did I say, City? I'm good.
She's just good. See, y'all know how childish I am, right? Y'all know how I always got to bring the people to do what they do best. So I'm going to let my friends do something. Sit tight, Teary. Sit tight. Happy birthday to you, T.
Thank you.
So yes, I know you're like, what is he up to? Yeah, you'll never know what the you. Yeah, I know that's one of my favorite things to do to people when it's their birthday, sneak up on them like that. Because you don't like my singing, so I wasn't gonna sing it live because you don't like my singing.
For sure, don't sing.
You know, no, I might just be playing with you.
City, don't work, please don't work on my nerves. What's the name?
I've been practicing all week. Happy birthday, T. Marie.
What's the girl that's supposed to be coming inside?
Monique T. That's her name. It's supposed to come on the show. In a bit,
yeah.
But you're not out of it. Happy birthday to
you.
Happy birthday to Marie. Happy birthday to you. Now that wasn't. Yeah, that was all right. You can't even say that. That wasn't horrible. Yes, I had to say it too because I had to get it out of my system. Okay, so that is out. Did they kill you?
Did you get your pasta?
I don't know. I have to go check the mail in a bit after this show because I haven't hit the mail, so we will see.
It's late to be checking the mail back today, huh?
I checked yesterday. I checked Monday. It still was not there. So I'm gonna check on today and I go down to the mailbox.
In the morning.
Oh, no, because I've been checking my mail for today, so I got to go down there and check the mail for today. So, yes, I'm going to check. I mean, I do is walk downstairs across the way and down there, but, yeah, no, not going to do that while I'm on the show. So, first
did you hear the news about Joe Osteen's church getting broken into?
No, that's news to me.
Yeah, I think it happened yesterday or I want to say either yesterday. What's today, Wednesday? Either Monday or Tuesday. But yeah, somebody broke up in his church and stole $60,000.
Wow.
He had $60,000 in that church. They say he had a safe in his church. But, yeah, then people playing because, you know, it was a black guy. They say a black guy preached at the church that Sunday because Joe Osteen was gone out of town. And now all of a sudden, the nigga money come up. Now let me stop. I'm playing.
People yeah. Making come up, trying to make the come up with a century. Y'all ratchet.
Full of wit, look, messing with the Lord.
Messing with the, I mean, even though you want me to go in, some of these preachers stealing from people, but don't get me started. Don't get me started. Y'all know I will call that out. Yes, and BH25 magazine says messing with the devil, not the Lord.
I know how I am. Well, that was my line. When I heard that, I was like, oh, you know, my mama know all the little church people. So I text my mama. I was like, call ASAP. And now she called and thinking something wrong. And I told her, she was like, girl. I was like, yeah.
They just stole the church's money.
Oh, man,
I don't know. This is a crazy.
Did you hear about the
week.
2-year-old?
You said what?
Did you hear about the 2-year-old?
Okay, which thing with 2? Because I've seen a lot of crazy people done some.
Okay,
stuff
this is this week. A two-year-old got caught bringing heroin to daycare.
No, I did not see that. That I did not see.
I guess this is let T. Marie update Steady. How about that?
Okay,
yeah,
well, update me. That was that. Tell me what's the scoop. What's the scoop? What's the scoop? Go ahead. So, what's going on with that? So, the two-year-old was sneak. Because I think, didn't she talk about something about crack or something? Like,
that
when you first started doing your show over here,
by
the kids drinking some crack to school?
It was either a third grader or a 3-year-old or something. Yeah, brought crack to school and some money. I remember doing that show too. But yeah, this thing is a 2-year-old. She brought I don't know if it was a she or he, but they brought heroin. I thought heroin was liquid of crack. I don't know what heroin is, y'all. Don't judge me, shit.
It just depends on what form they have it in.
Oh, baby. Look, thank God that baby didn't get a hold to that, like, in the system, you know? Because 2 years old, that's a baby.
Because it says it's anything like cocaine, like, as far as making cocaine, like that solid rock, you know, like all the stuff you got to do to that. It just depends on how people manipulate it, the matter of it.
I still don't know, but okay. Look at me. I don't know how the baby had it, whether it was hard liquid, whatever they do with the shit, but it was listed as heroin, not crack, and I don't know.
I have no admiration one. I mean, I have no admiration of touching one of those needles with my own. I don't even like, I mean, because you take it to different ways, but it's most commonly known for being the needle. And let me tell you something, I don't like needles when it comes to drawing blood and all that. What the hell am I taking a needle to my arm with some goddamn heroin in it? Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, why should I say it when I can have my girl say it?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's just...
Did y'all hear? I think Kim Kardashian, I think the Kardashians just do shit purposely to stay in the media. I really do believe that they do that shit because supposedly Khloe and Kim, you know, they have their own houses, right?
Right.
Supposedly on a separate occasion, one of their houses got broken into. Khloe's house got broken into for $50,000 worth of jewelry. The house wasn't broken into, but they noticed the jewelry was missing. Couple of days later or sometime after that, Kim's house got broken into and some jewelry came up missing. But what I don't understand is, and this is, you know, what other people are saying also, is like reality show, you know how they have the tapes everywhere? The cameras rolling everywhere. Why did the camera not catch it? And that's on two separate occasions at two different people. And why would somebody steal from Khloe? And then the next couple of days, go steal from Kim. You would be, you know, kind of like at least wanting to wait till things cool down. You get what I'm saying?
Right. And that just goes to show that the stuff is rehearsed and scripted because, like you said, if they got cameras, there wasn't a camera present when this stuff happened.
Exactly.
So.
And I know it was cameras. Then they were saying how the mom, I cannot remember her name, how she makes them sign lengthy contract, the camera crew and all of that, that they can't disclose anything, they can't do anything, you know, they can't, it's certain stuff that they cannot do being a part of the camera crew, so they already know, and like they say, don't nobody play with the mama, they already know the mama don't play, so
yeah,
I think
Jenner,
I'm on board.
She like like the madam, like a madam of the Year Watch Cat House, she be on top of it, like, hey, y'all going, like, instead of a pimp, you know, she like the female pimp. She going to tell you what she going to do and how you going to do it.
Well, see, that's what, like, they say everybody knows not to play with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then I think a lot of stuff, like Kim does, Kim, Chloe, all of them, I think they do it purposely so they can stay relevant.
Right.
That's my whole thing with them. I feel like they do certain things, they do stuff, like even with Kim calling Kanye to
mm-hmm.
somebody was making
oh, God, let's get out of them, man.
You know what I mean?
I'm trying to make them famous. They don't write my goddamn checks. I've talked about them long enough. Everybody knows I got a rule about them. Hey, like, I put the time on. I did a certain time, I'm done talking about them.
Well, let me see what else I discovered.
Oh, well, we got a guest. We got a guest now. It's time.
Oh.
That's what I'm trying to care. All right, so let me see. If I'm not mistaken, because my second powers are never wrong for the most part. I think we got my girl Monique T in the building, right?
Yeah, that's me.
What's up?
Thank you. How's everyone doing this evening?
I'm doing all right, baby. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good.
It's good to know. And, of course, my co-host, the birthday girl over here.
Oh, well, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Pisces. I thought you were trying to ask me how old I was on air, girl. I was just don't be like that.
Well, we won't never ask a woman how old she is.
Unless you have work, you got to ask them on the survey. That's it. That's the only time, right there. I don't give a damn. Oh, no, I'm sorry. If she ain't over the age of 18, I answer.
Oh, Lord.
Team Pisces.
Yeah.
Team Pisces. Yeah.
And see, I need some cake.
I know. I'm on my strict diet. Your girl trying to do her little vegetarian thing.
Hold on. Let me break this down. This girl, you should have heard every goddamn day for like the past 2 months. Ooh, I'm about to eat some of these Girl Scout cookies. Ooh, I'm about to eat. When it's time for birthday time, she ain't got no snacks. No, that is out of line.
I'm trying to get it saved for my stuff that I got coming up, so I can't be eating crazy. Like, anyway, Ceddy, this moment is not about me. This moment is about Monique, right?
It is, and I'm having her drop you with me.
Go ahead, Monique. How you doing, boo? Tell everybody how you got started. Look at me.
Look at her.
How you guys started.
Tell everybody how you got started in the game, Monique. Let everybody know what you're doing and all that good stuff.
Well, I originally was born into the game. When I was younger, my mom modeled for Ebony and Jet magazine back in the late 80s, early 90s. So it was just something I grew up into, and it's really just been my passion. It's been my art. It's been my expression. So I haven't been out of it, so I guess you could say I've been in it a long time.
A long time, baby. Okay.
Nice. So your mom posed for Ebony and Jet?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I'm my target. Okay, so y'all got it started. Do you want to take over or what, love bug? Because
I was letting you take the reins first. You know, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. I'm probably like it's your birthday, so I'm letting you go first. But what issue was she in? I'm gonna go be nosy and go see what issue.
I don't remember.
Hold it now. I'm gonna tell you why. This tells you a lot. You always like. They used to tell me this all the time. This is back in my emotive men group here. They used to always tell me back in high school. all of us go look at the mama, because if you look at the mama, you see her and whatever, that usually tells you, hey, okay, just maybe the daughter's going to turn out to look like her.
Oh.
So, yes.
I don't think I'm going to turn out to look like my mama. I look too much like my dad and turn out to look like my mama when I get older. Plus, I don't think that, people still do the burn, the, what is it, the black eyeliner to put on your eyebrows so it look like your eyebrows painted on. I mean, they look like they painted on now, but I'm just saying
with your career as far as so far, and this is one of the messiest questions I like to ask, because it stirs up trouble all the time, and then you have to explain yourself to people when y'all get out the show. Who would you say is your favorite photographer that you work with so far, and why?
Wow.
Oh, yes, I know.
That's kind of difficult. Honestly, and this is kind of crazy, I would say his name is Marriott Carr. He's in the Dallas area. He's a great photographer. And I think it's because I can clown with him. We're so open and honest, and I'm comfortable with him. We're more friends than anything from the first shoot. So he knows I have no problem when he says he want to shoot. I'm there. You need me to do this, I'm there. And he allows me to express myself creatively. So we definitely come up with brilliant ideas together and take wonderful pictures, make wonderful art together. So he would have to be my favorite. He's
okay.
Able to put capture in his photo lab. So I couldn't really not say he wasn't my favorite when he let me mess up his lab like that.
Now, what was your favorite shoot that you did with him?
My favorite shoot, I would say, was this lesbian bedroom photo shoot.
Ooh.
I had.
So, it's short now. I'm also tapping into this shoot because, if I'm not mistaken, you're also an artist as well.
No, I'm not an artist.
I'm going to see you doing that poetry. So I'm going to see you through the art. I'm like, this girl got to be an artist.
When I say I'm an artist, I don't refer to myself as a model. I'm not showing anything. I'm not something you can buy. I'm not a possession, or I'm not. When I photograph, I feel like an artist. My body is an art. The pictures are an art. I want to create something. So when I say I'm an artist, I'm a creator.
I'm tapping you in back for that, because I think a lot of you are missing it. That's the reason why I started Human Canvas, because everybody's missing the fact of you're not, you know, because when you say model, sometimes that phrase gets tainted. And so you being an artist that models is different. It's like you do stuff because it's art, whatever. You're not limited to what you can do. You can do, heck, whether it is modeling, music, poetry, heck, painting a picture, whatever. So that's what I like, or acting. So that's what I like about that. You're the first person I've heard really approach it that way. So I got to give you a hands up for that one.
Well, a lot of people don't think of it that way. For, like, prime example, what's the little Ronald McDonald girl off of Love & Hip Hop? Rashida Ali. Huh. And her.
Ronald McDonald.
Like.
Why did you say Ronald McDonald?
Because she got the Ronald McDonald hair.
I mean, she got the hair thing going on. I don't know what's up with that. But, like. Like, that is Tahiri's art. That's her livelihood. That's what she do. That's how she grinds. At the end of the day, it's still somebody else is going to look at it differently. So, I mean, people have their own opinion. I've done nude shoots. I've done, like, my, no lie, my lesbian shoot was full-fledged. Like, there was no holding back. There was, everything was real. It was involved. So what you've seen is what you've seen. So, you know, people forget that it's just a form of self-expression. And they get to what type of pictures are taken or how old you are, et cetera, et cetera. And that stuff don't really matter at the end of the day because I'm still expressing myself and it's not about you.
Right, because, I mean, because a lot of times it pisses me off that, like you just said, like using nude or partial nude or even being in a thin lingerie. Yeah, I have clothes on. Let's make sure we get that point clear. Lingerie still clothes, that's a mind check. But anyways, going into that is why, you know, a lot of people are trying to take it away or demean a model because, oh, she has on lingerie, so she's not a real model. Like, I'm tired of that shit. That makes no dang sense. But usually, the most of the time you hear it, it's always aimed at black women. It's not aimed at anybody else like that. You know, everybody else is, oh, I wouldn't, like I say this all the time about the Victoria's Secret fashion show. It's women walking down the goddamn runway in lingerie, and it's the same girl that's hating on black women wearing lingerie. Gonna go, oh my god, they killed me. I want to be in Victoria's Secret. Last time I checked, they wearing lingerie, ladies. What's going on? So what's, it's the double standard as being a black woman in the industry.
But, and don't get me wrong, I love black women, and me and my husband have had this conversation plenty of times, and at first, I never believed it when he would tell me, but black women do not support other black women. It's like we hate each other.
You're absolutely right.
So that's just what that is. It's not even having to do with she's not beautiful or she's not a model or she's not this, she's not that. We just can't seem to come together in one another at the end of the day.
And see, I don't even think when you said that, that's a valid point, but I don't even think it has something to do with so much as the skin. I think it's opposed to females in general. One female don't want to see the next female succeed. I don't think it has anything to do with race because the white females look at the black females and hate because of their curves. So it's like women in general, they tend to try to, you know, keep step on the next female neck as opposed to helping the next female. So me, I'm trying to change everything. Like, I'm helping all the females, males, whoever. If I can help you, I'm going to help you because I'm trying to be the one to change it. But in general, females don't want to support females in general because they don't want to see that female succeed more than them, which in reality, no one really wants you to be better. A lot of people don't want you to be better than them. But,
right.
You know, so I think it's just in general. It's not about the race. It's more so we just, everybody, all females, they're like, oh, I'm not going to support her because I can see her being bigger than me, and I don't want that. When really, me, I want to help you get that shit because shit, I just want you to say, hey, T. Marie, you're your girl, shout out. Now, let me stop. Give me a shout out or some shit. Let my name be heard. But, yeah, so I do see what you're saying. Yeah. My bad. Go ahead, sis.
I don't know. You're fine. You know you're fine. Now, go into some more a little bit about even more about modeling. And we may have kind of answered some of these questions already. But I'd like to get everybody's different opinions on it. What's some of the best stuff you see out of the modeling industry from your point of view? And what's some of the stuff that you don't like?
The best stuff I would say would be the creative stuff, creative makeup, creative hair, creative anything that's not ordinary, anything that's different, something that's going to stand out. For prime example, most of the time I'll stroll through Google and I'll look for, you know, weird makeup because I like bold colors. I like bright colors. I'm weird. I just am. Funky hair, looking like a chicken, whatever it is, those are the things I like. Something that I may see in the art gallery or I may see in the magazine, Cosmopolitan, something like that. What I don't like is the same old boring stuff, you know, the the same old lingerie. Do something different with the lingerie or do something unique. Find something different, whether it's tape, whether it's a curtain, whether, I mean, could be anything. Something different. Like, it's like we need to evolve into something else. I'm tired of looking at you in the same old black teddy. I'm tired of looking at you in the same old black fishnet outfit. Like,
Right. Hey, or these fishnet. This is like you said, do something creative, like be by the goddamn fish or something little different. Like,
create
an idea. Like, not just, hey, I'm in lingerie, that's it. Create an idea, a full idea.
Right.
Yes.
And get out, like, scenery different. I'm tired of by the fireplace, on the bed, you know, on the couch, yes, in the chair. Go outside. Do something. Like, it's just, everything seems the same. It doesn't seem to have changed. So with me, I definitely look like have been looking into creating myself in different ways. So, like, I do my hair different. I'm natural, so sometimes I throw it out. Sometimes I put some weave in it. So with me, I'll be different. Sometimes I'll have, like, duct tape on my wrist and I want to feel all shackled and slavish, which is a horrible word, but when I mean slavish, I ain't talking about that kind of slave. I'm talking about that kind of the bedroom kind of slave. But, you know, sometimes I want to be out of character. I want to wear a red vest and some green pants and some purple shoes. You know, something different.
Lord Jesus.
Something creative. Models these days aren't creative. They're wearing the same thing. Even on TV, you'd be like, oh, ain't so-and-so wearing it?
Yes, one thing. You know what? The thing is, if you just starting, if somebody's just starting, I give them a leeway. It's if you've been doing it for a while and you still doing the same thing over and over. That's the people that drive me. Because, you know, sometimes if you're a model just starting out, you're doing test shoots, you kind of do some of the stuff that wherever the person, you and the person have to come to agreements of what you're going to do. But once you've been in it for a while, you should start knowing, having an idea about posing and everything. Now everybody needs to be on the same page.
Right.
Of doing something different. So, all right, so hold on for a moment. We're going to go to a quick song break. We come back. We're going to chop up some more. I think we got a call or two. So we're going to come back, then we're going to get this track. What was I going to play? So many choices. All right, we're going to go ahead and play this track with my girl T. All of me, this is Break Up. We'll be back.
What to do, baby? Just taking the kid over you.
Just taking the kid over you.
see the truth when I look in your eyes. You're begging me for us to start over, cooking dinner, fine jewels and a Range Rover. I gave you my heart, I gave you my time, do anything at the drop of a dime. Somebody else entered your phone, I thought that I was losing my mind. And on top of that you told me
where can we go from here?
If I can't believe a word you say,
what can we do to make this thing right?
If I'm checking your cell phone every day,
how can this still be good?
If you make me feel oh so bad,
who has your love to hold your heart?
It's where you should have been from the start. Why you breaking my heart? I gotta know what to do, baby.
She does not like my singing. She be on it like,
You might need to, Monique. Monique can tell you if you need to be singing tonight, if you want to bust a little something out for Monique.
I write Simon. Simon 1 and Simon 2.
I'm just saying, because if I'm hating, I want to know, Monique, because your girl don't do the hating too well.
Okay, but this is, I'm a pull of you. This is not about me. This is about Monique.
No, I said it seems something good. Show your
kids, Teddy. Yes, be careful what you say, because it could obviously turn back against you. But, so here we go. So, at the end, we're back, and it's Wednesday now, so my check, right? Today's Wednesday, right?
Yes, naughty moment.
It's you messed up my build up. You gotta be dramatic.
Oh,
Wednesday.
I'm clear.
It's Wednesday. It's hump day after dusk. Yes, it's hump day.
Yes.
So yes, that leads us. That as T just said, that leads us to it is time for Naughty Moments of the Week, brought to you by Notoriously Naughty at facebook.com/NNTeam. Go support them, like them. They got over 10,000 likes for a reason, because they make a lot of noise in the Bay Area. Show them some love. So it's Night Moments of the Week, and of course it's the segment where we encourage the guests to share some of the naughtiest moments they have ever had. So as far as that being said, what's some of the most naughty things you've ever done?
Oh my goodness. When I was like 21, I supposed to do in front of his two best friends and my best friends. We're still best friends to this day.
What? I bet you all are. No, let me
hold on. Press the rewind button. Instant replay. Repeat that again.
Okay.
Don't be
my best friend. Me and my best friend were on our way to the club. I ended up driving my car into a manhole, and I had to get a tow truck to get it out. So one of my dudes hit me up and was like, what you doing? I was like, kicking it with my homie. He was like, well, why don't you come over here, or why don't you meet me at the hotel? And I was like, okay, cool. I was like, what about Jay? he was like, well, I'll bring somebody for her. So he ended up bringing two dudes for her to pick. Well, she didn't want neither one of them. And so I was like, well, I still got to get mine in. And so we fucked while they watched. Like, that's there, and they watched. And my girl rooted me on. She was like, dang, well, you taking that dick? Like, that shit looked like it hurt.
Right, so your friend didn't get enticed to go do something to do. She wouldn't try to show no love to her first. You know how
to
do it.
I would have seen that
before. I
know
the first day in. It was a home girl. She was trying to front with me.
Man, they was trying their hardest. We had our freaking girl dress on and everything, and she was just like, ain't having it. But I think
they should have threatened to go down on her. That would have probably won the battle.
They didn't know no better. What they was working with, and that would have made her want it. Whichever one
right.
was the biggest one, she did it. No, I'm playing. That's all.
I guess neither one of them wasn't working with none because they were both rubbing on something. But I guess she wasn't seeing nothing because she was just looking at me.
Mm-hmm. That's why. I would have to say, Chelsea, Monique, let you drag your sound for a moment. No, I'm just fucking with y'all. Don't listen to me.
I have one of those moments where the homegirl was trying to be funny with me, but because she was like, it was crazy. But my friend was getting in with her, and it was getting in with the friend, her friend. And then I was like, F this chick, I'm going to fucking sleep. Went to sleep. All of a sudden, I got tapped. Someone woke me up. Was trying to grab my dick, and that was the rest of history. And we're at the story we're at today. So I would have thought that would have worked. They didn't work their jelly good enough or something.
Well,
too thirsty. You can't be too thirsty about it. You got to, what she going to say? What did you say? No. You got to be chill about it and be like, okay, I don't really give a damn. But you can't be like, you all wanted it after you already threw it out there this morning. You got to be chill. So.
I think it would be when I was fucking on the patio in the middle of the afternoon. Knowing his folks coming home from work, peeping out their windows and stuff. Like it wasn't nothing going on.
Last week, Catalina said the same thing. She said California women like doing it on the patio. That's what it is, man.
Oh, yeah.
She said that.
I'm telling you, they are freaks. Women are freaks. We are freaks. We don't show it, but we are some. Now, let me stop.
I'd rather have a dude come to me and tell me he wanna fuck versus trying to get all that extra out of the way. You wanna fuck, let's fuck. If I wanna fuck you, I'm gonna fuck you and I'm gonna keep it moving. I used to have a walk in, walk out policy. We don't need to exchange numbers. I ain't gotta talk to you about nothing. Ain't no deep conversation. Just, you wanna fuck? I know you know me, let's fuck, and then after I'm done, I'm gonna wash off and I'm gonna put on my clothes and I'm gonna keep it moving.
You know, I like you, but because you want to chick that's being real, that women do that too. There'd be a lot of these women being like, yeah, don't be the, it's how these guys out here, they always like, where the fuck is that? You know, they want
to
say that, but the women be doing the same thing. And when I hear a woman
did.
Come through and be real about it, it makes me bow the heck down. Because at the end of the day, everybody want to throw this label, well, she's a hoe. How she a hoe? Like, bro, not making any sense. So. I'm bowing down to you. I'm over here bowing, literally.
Well, I'm going to give you the definition of a hoe that I was given. And this is by
Minus.
You ain't a hoe unless you in a serious, committed relationship and you fucking with somebody else. So if you single and you ain't married, you ain't settled down, y'all ain't living together, and you fucking Tom, Vic, and Harry or Susie, Sally, and Molly, you good. You ain't no hoe. You don't qualify.
Yeah, especially if you're not making a community chest. You know, if you do what you want to do, whatever, if you're not a relationship with me, you're not playing a relationship with me, you can't be held accountable. You can't be hated on for that. You know, heck, at the end of the day, as long as it's not community chess, pussy, as my sister would say, because community chess, if you play Monopoly, everybody's trying to get in the chess, and all they got to do is roll a couple of dice, and they'll be in there. So, no.
Right. You gotta be careful messing with two. Because if you mess with somebody at home and they'll done mess with, I mean, you can't be messing with chicks that done smashed the homie and shit. That ain't right. Now, that's a hoe. If she smashed the homie, she a hoe.
Yeah.
She smashed the homie. No.
But
okay,
no,
now you got one. I know you got, do you have one more? But no, you
yeah,
probably do. I'm still on it. I'm like,
you,
I'm still on it in my spirit.
You were so interrupting her. She's trying to say what she's trying to say.
Thank you, because
okay,
nobody feels
ahead,
that I'm being interrupted. Shit. Nobody feels that. I don't even remember what I was saying, Monique. Shit. I don't even remember nine. Go ahead. Shit.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, there's always the classic in the car, on the car, in the alley, or at the park. So, yeah, I've gotten caught by the police twice doing that.
You got caught by the police?
Yeah, two times.
I bet you
same
your damn heart was rushing, boy. Your heart was like, oh, shit, am I going in? What you from? Are you from Houston or are you from, where you from?
I'm actually from Texarkana. But I grew up in
Houston. I can hear it.
Shut up. No. So how was that experience? Because I know in Houston, I'm not sure if it's the same in Texarkana, but in Houston, like, if you get caught, you can go to jail for that.
Oh, you normally can. But actually, this happened in Mesquite.
You normally can.
but this happened in Mesquite. He just told us to leave. So we left and we went to another park. And then he came over there with that and told us to leave again. But we didn't leave that time. And he just drove out.
So you saying you said you was in a park, too? That's what you were saying?
Yeah, we went to the park on the bench on the what is it called, park bench? Yeah, we was on it.
Okay. You know what messes up? All these freaking rapists and crazy killers mess up for people who are just trying to have fun in the park. Thank you, rapists and killers, for messing up for people
who are
actually having fun.
Since I've turned the age that I've turned, I think I might get somebody and take them to the park. Just for a little, just to see if I still got it in me. Now, let me stop.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to, before I get going on you some more, because I got more questions outside Naughty Moments, we're going to go ahead and go to this caller. And my crystal ball is telling me it's got to be my boy Ronaldo or BX25 Victims Magazine, the BX25 Victims Radio, am I right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Damn it, my sucking powers, I love having them. So what's up, man?
Oh, God.
What's going on, everybody?
Psychic City. Hey, Renato.
Yes, I have a question. It's not a naughty question. It's more model related. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm going to give you props. I like your work. What do you plan to accomplish by being a model, and what projects have you done?
Projects I've done, well, I worked with for Hooters for like 3 years, so I did some promotional work with them. I've also been in Grip Magazine, which was an Atlanta-based magazine, a few years back. I've also been at the art gallery here in Dallas. I was part of the art exhibit a few years back as well. So as far as what I plan to accomplish, I really don't have anything major. I just want to express myself, and if that takes off and it goes somewhere, that's fine. But it's my outlet, it's my expression, and for the most part, what I want to do in my life, even it has nothing to do with modeling. It's just that what I want to do is help young girls. So whether it's starting a young modeling agency or just a mentoring group in this game. That's what I want to achieve, because a lot of people have, and a lot of young ladies have, the idea of modeling messed up. You don't have to be naked to be a model. You don't have to be naked to express yourself. So really what I want to do in this game is grow and learn from it. That's it, basically it.
Okay, and about your naughty moment, don't feel bad. One of the DX25 vixens had sex in the police station.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that discussion. That was hilarious.
Now, I would love to do that. I would love to do that, especially if there's a loudspeaker involved. Yeah.
She did it with a cop on top of that.
Oh, my.
Oh, I wonder if he still had on his police officer, and did he pull his little Jimmy out of the zipper, and did he use the handcuffs? Oh,
maybe
God.
He used them handcuffs. You can handcuff.
Like, can you handcuff my hands to the back of me, and can you just go in, just fuck me from the back, handcuffed and all, just I'll take it. Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Handcuff me to the
I'll
back, handcuff to the desk, handcuff me to the chair, just handcuff me.
I want my hands handcuffed behind me. So I can't even grab that. Now all I can do is just take that dick. Now let me stop. Okay, y'all, enough with the naughty moment. Stop.
Yes. It was great. It was her birthday. She was turning him up. Yeah. So she's like, oh, Lord. Okay, so I'm going to ask you something. I'm going to go into some of my ultimate questions. One, which is one of the toughest ones, is if from now to, so it'll be, it's 11:51 p.m. here in the sense in Texas. If you have from now to 11:51 tomorrow left to live, how would you spend it?
I would spend it with my loved ones, my husband, my daughter, the people I love. The people that hate me, probably, you know, everybody got haters. So I would definitely express myself to a lot of people I've never expressed myself to, especially, you know, it's always that one person you've been waiting to cuss out, but you ain't say it because it's always something else behind it. I'd probably just go off on somebody, just explode, and then I'll feel better, and then I'll probably go sleep with somebody else. Yeah. In front of my husband. Like a female.
Wow. I mean, yeah, you're going to die. You might as well do it.
Well, I can do it now, but, you know, I try not to.
Nah.
Well, see, I've always told him I wanted to watch him do a female, and he said he wouldn't mind watching me, but, you know, neither one of us will ever go that route.
Y'all both should just do it together, like just make it a big-ass threesome.
Yeah, but we've already had threesomes, like, with other people, so it's not as interesting as, like, I want to see his reaction and
Oh, Lord. You never know what's going to happen on Wednesday. Never.
Yeah, I know, and I'm just learning. I know. Go ahead on, Mommy. That sounds interesting.
So yes, let's say you had to take three places in the world that you want to visit. Where would they be and why?
Germany, because I heard German men love black women. I've always wanted to go since I was in high school because I had my algebra teacher, he speaks German, so he would always bring, like, German food, and I'm a food fanatic. Like, I should be a food critic, and I've never thought about it, but I definitely should because I analyze and review everything I eat every time I go somewhere, especially somewhere new. I think that might be why I married a chef, even though his ass don't ever cook at home. But when he does, he...
Man, that's how my dad be.
So he never cook
a chef. He be holding that sometimes.
Man, that food don't
not
ever cook
on
at
holidays,
home.
Mommy.
Not even on holidays.
For your birthday?
He cooked last year for my birthday. He cooked this year for my birthday.
You know what? Tell your husband that he better get on his job. Shit, he's supposed to have the hard time on the steak and the caramel and shit.
This is what he tells me. He said, "I don't ever tell you to come home and take pictures or modify logs." I'm not going to be working at home, and he's a sous chef. So half the time he's just telling people what to do. He don't even cook.
But he needs to do. He gotta cook for you. I mean, he's a fucking chef.
I know, right?
My dad is still be he mess with us. He be holding out, he made his collard green dressing one year.
Oh Lord!
Two things glad you were loving one sitting.
He was supposed to make me a bread pudding for my birthday, right? However, I was supposed to get the stuff to make the bread pudding. I don't know how that happened. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. He made that up.
That is too cute. He needs to make you dessert at least once a week. With the little caramel and the chocolate little designs.
We'll be nice every. You know, at least we're gonna be nice twice a month. I'm gonna be sparingly about it twice a month. Make some
Let me give you a prime example of how he doesn't cook. So last Sunday night, before he left to go to Bristol, Tennessee, I made some baked tilapia. I had like little cucumbers. You know, cucumber salad and all sorts. It was real nice, bell pepper, onion, everything. It was all cute over a bed of rice, right? So Monday I said, "Baby, can you cook something to eat?" He said, "Yeah." I had ground beef already taken out and everything. You know what this food did?
What?
He ground just the ground beef, put some queso in the bowl, put it in the microwave, melted it, put the Doritos on the plate, and made some damn nachos.
He need his face flat. Well, no, nah, that's your husband. He out of line for that. He's out of line. He's a chef.
I was like, I can't get no green mashed potatoes, no rotisserie chicken or nothing. It's all
shit,
right.
Can I get a medium rare steak? Can I give me a little loaded mashed potatoes? I mean, shit.
Get on board. Yeah, he is. He got by the summer to get on board.
Monique, what you got to do is have that lingerie on or that what y'all can do nudes because y'all married and get him to take some pictures of you. Then when he get through with the pictures, see, baby, I did a photo shoot for you, so what are you looking for me? I'm a mess. I'm glad.
Okay. Yeah, you might be on some teams, but Rice, man, you need to write that down. You might just give. You might need to write that down.
Why you on top doing your business, baby? So are you gonna cook for me like this? Anyway, how did you spend your weekend? What are five ways you'll spend your weekend?
Oh. In Arkansas, with my people, that would be one way. Shreveport at the boat, of course. Man, fuck Shreveport. I'm going to Vegas. Then probably go overseas somewhere, maybe London or France.
Lord. Yes.
And shopping. Shopping will definitely be a major thing since I'm doing all this traveling. Then I'm going to top it off with one day of nothing but fuck.
Okay.
Right on. You said London. Listen, girl, I was leaving the gym, you know, and I had my little pants, my tights on with my little sweater or whatnot. And it was this guy pulled up from London, and he had on basketball shorts, so y'all already know what time it was. And it's cold outside, girl. We just chopping it up. He lost. He need directions. So I'm guiding him. And Steady, I just so happened to smile. You know, the smile just to get him. You know, bitches love to smile. So I smile for this nigga. Do you know when I smile for this man, his teeth start rising, and he said, oh, you got to excuse me. I said, I didn't want to get away from you.
Oh, my God.
And I say, Lord Jesus, London. Yes, London.
Oh, and that accent, Lord. I love an accent.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, and he was a cosmetic surgeon, but he was too antsy to get the pants, girl, so he had to move around.
That don't work.
Should have known he was going to be antsy to get the pants when you talk to his ass and his fangs start rising high.
Yeah, pretty much. See, a lot of men don't understand that you can't be inviting me over and I just met you and can I take you out, all this extra classes. Get to know me first. Be my friend at least for 24 hours before you ask me to get my...
Lord, these men don't be knowing. They be pushing, moving little old me too fast, especially little old me. Look, Monique. Let me hurry up. Then Monique, look, guess what he said? I like Monique. Shut up, Sadie. Look, Monique. Then he, you know, he a cosmetic surgeon, so he do the boobs and the booties and all that. He gonna talk about, well, did you want any work done? Then he gonna tell me how somebody came in there trying to exchange work for sex. I say,
oh. I would have got that work done. And
but see, if I wasn't trying to be a runway model, then I would. But I don't need the boobs, and I already got enough junk back there, so I don't need no more junk. But I said I would have got a boob job if I wasn't trying to be a supermodel, and you know, you got to be on runway and to model for those high dollar people. They don't like the big boobies and stuff. So I was like, no, I don't need any surgery or anything. But thanks.
Right.
You don't need no surgery anyway, woman. Gosh.
I know. I was going to get some
We need to throw some exhibit A's in front of y'all so she can go on, move around all that. I got time for that. All right. So, go, Moni, let them know how they can follow you. Or we have to call it here on the show how they can talk.
So many ways. You can reach me on my Facebook page, Monique T. I also have Twitter, which is @BunnyBeezy. Everything is different. It's not the same, so take a pen and write it down because I ain't repeating it after this.
They can always go back and listen to their music. They can't too quick.
I ain't repeating it.
Instagram is Miss Taylor IV. Miss Taylor IV. And that's pretty much it. I don't really have nothing else. Oh, you get me on SFM. That's about it. Same thing. Miss Taylor, Sade Taylor, Monique Taylor. But yeah, that's pretty much it. If you know you want to reach me, hit me up on Facebook, Monique T. And that's the best way to contact me. Don't be sending me no emails. Don't be sending me no numbers or nothing like that. Cause I'm a clown. You, I will clown you if you violate my page on Facebook.
That's just all like me, Sadie. That's it. I posted pictures of a person in my inbox. I screenshot that shit and posted it for them to see.
Girl, I done did that so many times. Somebody get that kid at my inbox right now today.
Yeah, I'll be telling them to get your man.
Dun, dun, dun.
Go ahead, Sadie.
Oh,
no, I was just done the situation. I was done with my situation. But okay, because you must be done. All right. Remind you, everybody, if you if you miss any part of the show, make sure you go to Facebook. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, that's CEDDY, that's a J. All the shows on there from Monday through Thursdays. Then you can also go to iTunes, type in Dust Spot Radio Network.
Yep, yep.
It's free. Down, go listen to the shows on there, subscribe. Then you can also, if you have, download the Beyond Pod. That's Beyond, P-O-D, Pod app from Play Store and Google and whatnot. You'll be able to listen to the shows on there, too. And it's meeting up places like DustSpot.com, but the player is on there. And it's syndicated a couple of things as well. So it's a lot of ways to get the show. You'll never miss them because they'll always be right there in front of you. Again, Monique, I thank you for coming to the show. Because you, yes, you are in the DF Dub, we gotta hang out. We got to. It's just it's only right.
Well, hopefully we'll do it before next Thursday because I'm flying out and moving to Atlanta then.
All right, well then you let me know how your weekend is. You got me inbox, then you'll be in inbox. This is my schedule for on the coming weekend. This is what I'm doing. Let me know how that is. We'll make something happen.
So you're moving to ATL, right?
I am. That's where actually where my husband's from. So he's used to big booty bitches and shit. So I don't know how he came across me because I ain't got nowhere near the body them stripper hoes down there got.
But see, I'm Monique. You mean some of them got, not all of them is real. So you know.
I know.
So you know that in the day it really don't matter because half of it ain't
but
real anyway.
They be fine though. We was at a strip club called Strokers one night, and I was so drunk. He told me there was a stripper dancing on him that was trying to take him home, and that's why he told me it was time to go. The bitch told me she liked my shoes. That's all I remember. I don't remember nothing else she said. Mm. Don't remember what she looked like.
Oh, yeah, because I mean, here's the thing about that too. Like you are, like it's like you. It's like it gets to the point where when a chick does have a real booty. You end up disrespecting her, assuming it's not real because you're around so many that's fake. So
you're right. I had somebody ask me. I say, look, how can my little bitty booty? Well, it ain't little, but it's not big. Like you can look at my booty and tell it's real. Like it's not
nice
even that big to be
fake.
Goddamn! But this Mexican lady was like, "Do you have on a butt pad?" I looked at her. I didn't even answer. I just kept it moving because I'm like, really?
She would have got cussed
down. I'm going to break it down before we cook it. Y'all didn't got this. As a assologist, it's not always about it being astronomically huge. It's the shape of it. Because sometimes it's not, for me, it's not about being. It's about shape. Because I don't, it can be big, but it's like cottage cheese. That don't mean it's nice.
I see what you're saying. But still, I think that people who have
you get a nice day, but yeah, so I'm with you on that though. You got me excited. I'm going to go ahead and end the show.
I know, that's why I was like, anyway.
Again, happy birthday, T. And I'm going to go check my mail, see if I got my post that I can put. Because I got to spot my wall.
If you
I'm going to put it up right there.
Real.
It's ready to go up there.
And
heck, man, we rolling on that, y'all. Man.
Peace.
Well, thank
y'all
for
everything
having...
y'all do. Oh, no problem.
We are really cutting up tonight. We just all out of order. I'm over here talking about peace. You're talking about no matter what you do.
No matter how you do it, remember, when there's a J or there's a...
Well, there's a T.
God, she would take my elephant that got a T. Or when there's a U, there is a way. Y'all to the episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J, and your girl.
T. Marie.
And Tina Reed, what's the public service announcement we give every week on Hump Day at the Dust Wednesdays.
Yes, if y'all going to be running around here humping people, make sure y'all hump them responsibly. Yes.
Yes, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, thank you, everybody. See y'all tomorrow, Real Spirit Radio. Y'all know, y'all check in because it's going to get crazy. Y'all know every Thursday we get the fan letters for free, off of that segment, and people ask the stupidest advice. So let's see what tomorrow's show is going to be. We have a good dumb advice we want to be asked, so we're going to find out what tomorrow is as well. So check it out. We rolling on out. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah.